And now, ladies and gentlemen, another one of the high spots of our Hillman program, George J. and his guest.
Thank you, Gary. I've brought as one of my guests tonight a young man who is becoming one of the leading personalities of radio and the screen. A young man with a band who has won a place for himself in the world of music as one of the...
Hey, wait a minute. George, hold it a minute. Let's lay off of that personality stuff, will you? Look, folks, don't let him pour all that juicy gravy out to you. I'm no celebrity. I'm just trying to get along. I'm an ordinary guy, George.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, Phil Harris. You kind of double-crossed me there. I had a very elaborate introduction for you as a radio comedian, a screen star, a singer, band leader, and, well, everybody knows, too, that you're the town's leading ladies' man.
No, you got me all wrong. I don't have any trouble with the women. I mean, the ladies very seldom know I'm around.
You can't deny your outstanding radio personality, though.
Yeah, great radio personality. What do you mean, with that corny Joe from the you-know-where kind of material and all that stuff?
What about your recent picture successes? Mad About Town and now Buck Benny Rides Again, that Paramount thing?
Well, look, George. Now, what have you ever seen me do in pictures besides show my teeth? You don't have to kid me, George. I'm not that gullible.
Wasn't there some talk about an Academy Award for you, Phil?
Yeah, that was the Dental Academy.
Ooh.
You know, they were talking about giving me the award for the most toothsome performance of the year, Georgie.
Well, tell us, Phil, just why do your teeth figure so prominently on the screen? Huh?
Well, that I don't know. You know, whenever I do get an opportunity to work in pictures, they always take those actors and they give them out a nice fat part to tear apart. And then when they're all finished, the director looks at me and he says, all right, Phil, make with the good times. You know, one of the happiness boys. Turn on that personality stuff. And so I show my teeth and react, and then everybody's happy.
Kind of light up the mole, is that?
Yeah.
That's an interesting angle on your career. Make a good story, in fact.
Yeah, Phil Harris gets his teeth into the picture business, huh?
The idea, more or less, yeah.
Well, look, never mind my teeth. They're doing all right. But how about me? You know, George, I'd like to do something for a change. I'd like to have some of those lines they pass out to those actors,
well,
you know.
Well, Phil, it's just that perhaps you're not an actor. I mean...
Very subtle with that. Well, maybe I'm not, but after all, you can't blame me for trying. I'd like to have a crack at it just to see. Then if it's a flop, I can always fall back on those bicuspids, those shiny kids in front, you know.
Well, just what sort of thing do you think you could do, Philly?
Well, I don't know. I never gave it much thought. Maybe I could be, well, maybe a newspaper reporter, but that's been kicked around pretty good,
yeah.
Huh? Well, I mean, you know, like the ones they have in the movies, those slap-happy kinds.
Kind of play yourself.
Yeah, that's the idea, but that's still a bad track.
Okay, Phil, what's the plot?
Well, now, let me see. Well, we'll say that my boss, the owner of the newspaper, sends me out on a story where some heiress is marrying a title, and this guy she's marrying wants to take all the dough out of the country.
That's always good, but don't forget she must be beautiful.
Beautiful? Yeah. Man, she's got everything. She's solid. She's ready. You know that. Almost.
What do you mean, almost?
Well, that's where I come in.
Oh, I see. That was what she needed.
That's what she needed, Pop. So they send me, and I scram right over to her penthouse, and I find her.
How did you get past all the doormen, the flunkies, and all that?
Oh, well, you know Harris in the spring, but...
Oh, all right, now you're there. Now what?
Well, I arrive at her penthouse, and I walk right into her room, and she turns around and sees me, and mad does she get mad.
What are you doing here?
Oh, nothing much, honey. Would you like me to take your census?
How did you get here? Who are you?
The name's Harris of the press.
A reporter. I knew it. Now you get out at once.
You know, honey, you do an awful cute burn. Here, have a cigarette.
Get out, I tell you. You're the sort of a worm who ruins the reputation of all newspaper men.
That's what they keep telling me down at the office, babe. Now, look, they tell me that you're marrying this Prince Pretzelpuss, and he's taken all your dough back with him to Pretzelvania.
Oh, good heavens, I knew it. This is why I'm leaving America forever. Yes, I am marrying the prince. And I'm also going to have you fired, young man. Where's that phone? Oh. Operator, get me that bank at once. Yes, I'll hold the phone.
It's a cozy little layout you got here, Mom.
Hello, Pierpont? Yes, I want you to buy the evening press. Yes, this minute. And have the editor call me immediately. Now, will you get out? You're going to be out of a job in a minute.
Well, it's a swell joint to be out of work in. Hey, look, hon. If you're going to buy a husband, why don't you buy American? How do you know this prince ain't a pickpocket?
I'm not discussing the prince with you. The prince is a gentleman.
And I'm a sucker. I work for a living.
Hello? Oh, yes. Oh, the press is part of a newspaper chain. Oh, I see.
So you're going to make a fugitive from a chain or however that thing goes out of me,
huh? Oh, all right. Never mind, Pierpont. Buy the whole chain. Yes, I do mean it. And please hurry, I have to go to a dinner party tonight. Oh, no, don't be absurd. I don't care what it costs. And have that editor of the press call me at once. Now you get out.
Come on, honey, come on, come on. Let's get on with this story. Let your hair down, will you? I gotta meet a deadline. What's the matter with us Americans? Take me, for instance. I could go for you in spite of you, though, hon.
Well, isn't that charming of you?
Yeah, yeah. You know the only trouble? You know, dames like you with a lot of dough are wacky. I mean, fooling around with this prince.
Will you please leave the prince out of your remarks, Mr. Harris? And I really don't see any need for your staying. You won't need your story now, you know.
You don't know this newspaper ragged lady. Anyway, there's a big story ready to break here any minute.
Now, listen, Mr. Harris. If you don't leave this instant, I'll call the police. After I've had the satisfaction of seeing you fired. Hello? Oh, yes. Is this the editor of the press? Good. I've been waiting for your call. One of your men is here in my flat. He literally broke in and has been most insulting. I insist that you fire him at once. Yes. Just a moment. Here, take the phone, Mr. Harris.
Hello. Okay, boy. No, no hard feelings, but yeah, I know. Okay. Sure, what could you do? Forget it. Yeah, she's cute, too. You win, you pretty thing.
Now you get out of here. I never want a reporter like you on one of my papers again.
Okay, Chief, just one little phone call and I'm off. Hello, operator. Let me have Plaza 72425.
Why, what do you mean by calling that number?
Hello, Prince, who? Yeah, is this Pretzi? This is Harris, the Evening Press. I just thought you might like to know that your gilt-edged fiancée just sank all her dough in a chain of newspapers. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Smart girl you got there, Pretzi.
Of all the nerve. Well, if you think that will make the slightest difference to the prince, you're mistaken. And now you may go.
Hold on now, boss. You're expecting a phone call.
I'm expecting a call. What do you mean? I'll not put up with any more of your stalling. Now, you get... Yes? Oh, hello, darling. How are you? Oh, yes, I just bought those newspapers this afternoon. Isn't it wonderful? Oh, yes, a real investment. The bank recommended it highly. Well, in fact, they suggested it. Oh, yes, I know, but it was such a good thing. But, darling, don't you see I was doing it for your benefit as well as... Oh, please don't let's argue about it. I did it, and that's that. I'll see you over at the... Well, will you please stop talking about it? Why, Henri... What do you mean? How can you say such a thing? How dare you talk to me like that? What I do with my money is my own business, and I never want to see you again.
What's he going to do, sue you for breach of promise or go back to Pretzelville without you, hon?
Both. Oh, what a pig he is. You're right. He's a villain, a rotter, a pickpocket. Where are you going?
Me? I thought you kicked me out.
I know, now you're hired again. Wow. And I tell you to stay here.
Honey, for a new boss, you know, sure do know how to make a reporter feel right at home, huh? You know, but I better phone in this flash. Hello, operator? Yeah, get me the Evening Press.
Do you have to bother with that?
Well, you know, now that I'm back on the job. Oh, hello. Yeah, let me speak to Barnes on the main desk, yeah. Hello, Barnes? This is Harris, look. On that heiress Prince story. Nothing to it at all. Nah. She never had any idea of moving her dough to Pretzelville. Oh, him? She tossed him over. Yeah, this afternoon. She's suing her. Yeah, he's suing her. For breach of promise, alienation of affection, grand larceny, and burglary, and sure, and I sure messed that up. Yeah. 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 What become of him? Oh, he's going back to Pretzelvania. Yeah. I don't know. Probably to Ben Pretzels. Hey, Barnes. You think money will spoil me, Pop?
Phil, you did a great job. Let me be the first to congratulate you. You can't tell me now that you're not an actor.
Thanks, George, but look, wait a minute. What about that gorgeous leading lady there that you brought on the show? She's really something, on stage and off. Come here, Jenny. Folks, I want to introduce the girl who played opposite me in that sketch, one of the real comers among the young actresses of this town, Virginia Vale.
Thank you, Phil. It was fun working with you, and I agree with George. You're really a trooper.
And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, Virginia Vale, you'll probably recall, is the girl who won the second series of contestants of the Jesse Lasky Gateway to Hollywood shows. Just very recently. She's now under contract to RKO, where she's appeared opposite George O'Brien in a series of pictures. And is definitely going places.